Welcome back to Byline on WFPL. I'm Rick Howlett, and this is the segment of the program where we're joined by Aaron Keene, WFPL Arts and Humanities reporter. Aaron, welcome back.
Thanks, Rick.
Talking about some theater productions going on this weekend in Louisville, and we're going to begin with Theater 502 opening its new season with what you call, I love this word, dystopian play about the death of print. What's it called? What's going on?
The play is called Futura, like the typeface, and like it absolutely sounds like a dystopian future where, you know, the things which are supposed to improve us as a society become actually more controlling and repressive as they're enacted. Futura is a play by Jordan Harrison, and Louisville theater goers know him from his work in past Humana festivals at Actors Theater. He's done world premieres of a number of his plays here. So, but what Theater 502 does is they don't necessarily do world premieres. They want those second and third and fourth productions, those of hot new playwrights. And so this Futura debuted in 2010, hasn't been on the scene very long. But the premise is that in the not so distant future, there are no more books, everything's digital. Sound familiar?
Yes.
You know, maybe we're heading that way. But not only that, then they take it a step further. And not only are there no more physical books, all books have been merged into one gigantic file in the cloud called the Great Collection. And not just books, but any written material. We're talking love letters, shopping lists, emails to your friends. So handwriting and actually print is outlawed. And so what we do in this play is we meet the resistance, the folks who are fighting this intellectually and perhaps through other more strange and in-your-face tactics.
And we go from dystopian to surreal because the Alley Theater for Young Americans is staging a kids' play at the Speed Museum. What's that?
Yeah, the Young Audiences project of that. The Alley Theater does stuff like, you know, the Star Wars in 60 seconds or less. I'm making that up, but not really. They do a lot of pop culture parodies. They have a Gilligan's Island musical on right now, but they have a children's theater component as well. And this is a play called This Is Not a Pipe Dream, and it's about the childhood of Belgian surrealist painter René Magritte. And they're staging it at the Speed Art Museum, which is a great little partnership, I think. An interesting way to make great art come alive for kids with a stage play. And then the Speed doesn't have any Magritte work in their collection, but they do have a nice surrealist collection. So you come to the show, you also get museum admission. You can go kind of check out the surrealists and see how those stage concepts kind of come to life. They use a lot of magic tricks in the show because it's a surreal play about a surreal artist. So things have to appear, things have to levitate in that same way that they do in Magritte's paintings.
And we've got about a minute left. I want to devote this to Looking for Lilith, the Louisville tradition, now 10 years old.
Yeah, Louisville's Feminist Theater Collective is Looking for Lilith. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary with a review of some of their favorite original plays. They create original work based on interviews with women, and they write plays about women's history and women's perspectives. So they have a review of some of the scenes from some of their favorites, but they also have a new play called Becoming Mothers that's all about the changing face of pregnancy, motherhood, birth, consumer culture surrounding it, all of that.
All right. We're looking forward to all of these productions, and a happy anniversary to Looking for Lilith Theater. Aaron Keene, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, Rick.